possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for the Falcons report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted AJ Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, we got issues, Atlanta. We're talking about our Falcons, and we're going to tell you all the latest news because today, as we started the show, big show starts at 2, we got word that Caleb McGarry had suffered an injury at practice, that he was carted off the field, and he's expected to have an MRI. Mike, it's 5 o'clock, 5:04 to be exact. Maybe you're on your way home. Maybe you just got off. Maybe you're listening on your computer. Maybe you're listening on the app. They do not have an official word yet on this MRI. And I just was talking with Big O and Day-Day about this, and Day-Day's freaking out. Oh, this ain't good news, Micah. They ain't got no news at 5 o'clock. It's been a few hours. Maybe they know. Maybe they haven't released it. But the bottom line is this, and if you're going, well, what's the big deal? We've been fortunate to not have any real injuries to deal with. The injury we thought might play a role was Storm Norton, and then we find out even more about that today.
Yeah, and that's why this makes this a really, really tough day for Falcon fans, because Caleb McGarry, if it's a serious injury, if it's worst-case scenario, it's a season-ending knee injury. We've seen some of those already in NFL camps, Carl.
Yes.
On both sides of the ball. Then you turn to Storm Norton, and then we found out after Storm Norton missed a bunch of days of practice, you and I were questioning what's up with Storm Norton. Now we find out from Adam Schefter, 6 to 8 weeks with ankle surgery. So we had an injury that occurred that required surgery. So your two guys that would play right tackle, the starting guy and the swing guy who already played and filled in for McGarry before and did a really nice job, Storm Norton, is not available for the first half of the season. So that's a problem. So then you swing potentially Elijah Wilkinson, who's played guard in the NFL, over there to the right tackle. Some guys have said, what about Matthew Bergeron? And then we've discussed, you know, do you really start messing with the chemistry of your offensive line, or do you simply scour the rest of the NFL and see who gets cut in the next 10 days and you try to beef it up? Because Parker, the guy we talk about, Brandon Parker, if you watch practice, you watch the games on Friday, our second offensive line, our second team is not good, despite what Coach Raheem Morris said about it. The eye does not lie. Brandon Parker is a mountain of a man, but he's just not good with his footwork and leverage. So, Carl, where are we going to find a potential starting right tackle if McGarry's injury is that bad?
Well, look, the pro scouting department for the Falcons, and this is what they do every day, right? They're always looking and making sure that they're on top of things and teams that may value a guy less
and ultimately a guy becomes available, or Mike, you may make a trade. Now, understand this, and this is the example I brought up earlier, and the only reason is because we didn't give away a whole lot, and we got a lot in return. What you're looking for is a trade like Andy Levitre back in 2015 when he came right from Tennessee, and we picked him up. He played for us in 15, 16 games. Turn around in 16, played for us in 16 games, and was a part of our Super Bowl offensive line. He ended up finishing his career here. The last year in 18, Mike, he only played two games. But you talk about return on investment when you only gave up a sixth-round draft pick and a future conditional pick for a guy that ultimately contributed to a team that was winning at a high level.
He plugged in, and you couldn't argue with that. I mean, Alex Mack, and then you just said Levitre, pretty impressive stuff how that worked out. Now you look at the Falcons O-line and say, can you do likewise? Can this personnel department find that guy? What do you got? We don't have a – now, you wouldn't trade a first-rounder. That's obvious. But we don't have a fifth-rounder. We do have a sixth-rounder. We have a fourth-rounder, a seventh-rounder.
Yeah.
Don't know what it would take. Would you take somebody? Now, I was just going – I'm a nerd, Carl, so I went through all the depth charts. There's not like there's a Pro Bowl-caliber tackle about to get cut because a younger guy is taking his job right now. At least couldn't see anything. I looked it up on all the different articles. Nothing out there just yet. But if a name guy who's got experience at tackle somehow gets cut – okay, that'd be a guy we would talk to as a free agent, or maybe, as you said, we'd trade.
Yeah, and this is the part that I feel like you just have to prepare for just in case down the road. It's not just even right now where this team may be. And again, if McGarry's fine, great. But even then, you don't have this swing guy with Storm Norton available, so you still need to prepare how this may look. Again, if something was to happen in a real game, which is going to start here in just a couple of weeks. 404-726-0929. So we're dealing with all of this. We got some updates as well from Raheem Morris on a couple of other things. But this is front and center because the one thing I've had confidence about is the first team offensive line. It's the one thing I've not really been worried about. We shouldn't be talking about it. You know, you look around the league and people give our O-line a lot of credit, certainly from a run-blocking standpoint, but Mike, also, they did a fairly good job of protection with pass blocking. It was not, by the way, the O-line's fault that Cousins fell apart. He had time. He was throwing interceptions,
right,
guys.
Now, it's just, and again, it's one of those freak plays where McGarry trips over Lindstrom's foot, and that's what unfortunately brought the sack, which now we know damaged Cousins' elbow or arm that he couldn't throw the football. The other thing about the injuries, in addition to the line, which is huge, and again, we're not trying to hype it. It's a very scary proposition to not have a starting right tackle, which, again, this is Michael Penix's blind side or weaker side because he's a left-handed quarterback. So you can, Carl, use another lineman. You can use a tight end to help out and chip, but then it's one less weapon going down the field in your passing game, potentially. Yeah. You know, you can use running backs. I mean, there's ways you can get around it, but it's just not ideal. Also not ideal, no injury information on Darnell Mooney.
What's up, Darnell?
Still missing from practice from our buddy Mark Remondi from ESPN.com. Kadarrell Hodge was out today. We already know about Norton. Clark Phillips was out with the rib injury, Taquan Graham. But Darnell Mooney, and the reason that's a bit of a concern, is we found out apparently that perhaps Ray-Ray McCloud is a little banged up now.
What?
Well, that was something that came up earlier. We talked about, you know, some of the guys, Ray-Ray McCloud dealing with an illness, left practice early with a possible injury, though nothing that appeared severe.
Okay.
This is from Mark Remondi's two eyeballs.
Yeah.
But either way, we got no Mooney. Don't know when he's going to return. We like Casey Washington, but all of a sudden now the wide receiver room is getting a little weird.
Well, look, there is, and this is the good news, even if McGarry's injury is not what severe as we think it may be, and again, lower leg, you just don't know. Carted off, everybody gets cautious because it's like you always think the worst. But we've got time before the regular season, and that gets us to who's going to play this week because we still have one more preseason game. And Coach came out today and was like, look, we're not going to see Jalen Walker. That's no surprise to me. We're not going to see James Pierce. Okay, well, I'm good with James Pierce. I've seen him in a couple of preseason games already, Mike. He's played enough snaps. I've seen him at practice. I'm satisfied with what I've seen. But we are not going to see our quarterbacks. We knew that. But what about this Troy Anderson situation? Because today Raheem Morris said he's not ruling out Troy Anderson being ready for week one. The curious thing about this, guys, is I haven't seen him, Mike. Have you?
No. And I'm looking from some of the reports here. I mean, if he was out there, he was very conspicuous if he was wearing shoulder pads and a helmet because we haven't seen him out there in practice. We've only seen him in street clothes. We've seen him in shorts, you know, running, working out with the training staff. If he's going to be on the IR when the season starts, as Oren brought up the other day, that means he's going to miss the first 4 weeks of the season. Same goes for Darnell Mooney if he can't go.
Yeah, and look, again, some of this stuff, you know, again, Ross saying today, Natron Brooks will get a nickel corner spot this week as far as playing time. Billy Bowman has been really impressive, had a lot of good things to say about him. Look, they're still evaluating some of these positions. But some of this stuff is already settled, right? Most of it is already settled. And one of the things that was settled, at least up until today, Mike, was the O-line and the right tackle situation.
I mean, a couple of guys are hearing this for the first time on the text line, and they're freaking out. And I freaked out because, I was sort of incommunicado. I mean, first world problems. I was playing golf most of the day, and I come into work, and it's like, what? What? And Day-Day's giving me all my notes in a brief, and I'm like, holy crap. Because Storm Norton is a really reliable backup. You've lost your swingman for 6 to 8 weeks. That also, heaven forbid, if something happened to Jake. He also plugs in to fill in for Jake. So now, all of a sudden, an area that Carl just said, we got a great running block, a great run blocking team. You know, they're confident enough as far as pass blocking with McGarry to give him the contract extension. And now this happens. So we're like everybody else. Even if McGarry is going to be 4 or 5 weeks, you've got to go to some plan C now to find a guy to protect the blind side.
What's the poll look like right now, Day-Day? It's up at Dukes and Bell 929 asking you about offensive tackle Caleb McGarry. If he's going to miss significant time due to injury, what's your level of concern? What are people saying?
79% out of a lot of votes coming in, very concerned. Only 18% mildly concerned, and only 2% not concerned.
Who are these 2%? Who are these people? Not worried at all?
Bo Morgan?
Stop. Would you stop it? It's not time to push the panic button. Would you slow down,
O? But I said this last week, you know, going to our show Friday. I said, well, you asked me what I was looking for.
What are you looking for?
Second offensive team, not to be terrible. And they're not good. That's where the problem is. We don't have the depth. We don't have quality. Now, again, I don't know how they improve. If they look better against the Cowboys, okay. Against
you don't
their
trust Wilkinson.
Team.
You don't trust him.
Well, he's started in the league.
He's got
45 starts in the league.
He's got significant playing time.
But he's a guard.
Well, he started a guard, and then he moved to tackle. He's one of these guys that has had this crossover, we use this term, this crossover training, right, where, you know, you're trying to say, hey, just in case, can we use him there? Look, I'm not telling you he's better than McGarry, because he's not. But I will tell you that I feel comfortable, and I hope they do, with him maybe stepping in there. Mike, some of these guys, though, we just haven't seen enough of them consistently to maybe judge. We're talking about the second and third team offensive line guys.
He's been on four teams since 2020. His start with the Broncos. He's an undrafted free agent.
Yeah, left.
Came here and he had a 1-year contract. He started at left guard. Then he went on IR with an injury.
Yeah.
Then he goes to the Cardinals. Starts there. Then he gets on IR with an injury. Came back here with the practice squad and then was on our depth chart last season. But that doesn't exactly instill you a lot of confidence. But he has started 45 games in the NFL.
Yeah, and that's the one thing. Like, experience matters. Does to me. And that's something I would take over maybe one of the young guys, and you're saying, okay, who would we draft? Remember, we only drafted one offensive lineman, and it was late in the draft. And, you know, that's a crapshoot. The kid out of Wisconsin, Mike, and you kind of say, okay, what's he look like? I don't think he's ready. Right?
Right.
That's why they brought in some of these other guys. 404-726-0929. You guys can let us know where you're at. Go vote on our poll. Dukes and Bell 929 on Caleb McGarry. We are hoping for the best, but no word yet on this MRI.
Yeah, man. So when you lose your starting right tackle.
Oh, come on.
You lose your starting right tackle, and then the guy that would fill in for him is.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building
a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out for 6 to 8 weeks. That's a problem. That's a major problem.
No, Mike, would you stop it? You're going to upset people.
Dukes and Bell tweet.
Hey,
hot take.
If the second offensive line didn't look so bad in the two preseason games, I wouldn't be that upset. That was a horrible first half of football against the Titans.
No, it was.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.